Here we go again with the latest Blues Adventure Show with your host, me, also known as Java. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you'll stick around. If you do, an hour of my wandering around blues adventure. Quite a bit of old blues in this episode. It's what I've been soaking up. Bo Diddley, Clarence Gapemouth Brown, Buddy Guy, still a great performer. Smoke and Joe Kubek, and a bunch more. The show winds up with a band I was lucky to hear a number of times at Larry's Greenfront in the Square, the Paul DeLay Band. This is a recording made of a live performance in Norway in 1997, found in 2007, and finally released in 2017. Hope you'll stick around to the end for that. And once again, thanks for the intro backing music from Magic Slim. Here we go. Bo Diddley and I'm Looking for a Woman up next. This is off of his 1962 A Twister album.
I'm looking girl don't want me to talk. She don't want me to think. She don't like for me to party. She don't like none of my friends. She said to me that her back is turned. I'm out there doing it again. She said one day, man, you're gonna go too far. Nobody understands me but my guitar. She says she wants a man that don't act like no kid. Cause I don't punch no clock the way that I daddy did. I don't take out no garbage. Now I hang out with the trash. The only thing she like about me is the color of my cash. She said one day, man, you're gonna go. Guitar.
Diddley started off with I'm Looking for a Woman. Clarence Gapemouth Brown followed with Boogie Uproar, which he first put out as a single in 1953. The song was written by Don Broby. Finishing up was Buddy Guy and Nobody Understands Me But My Guitar, a song written by Rich Christian and recorded in 1998, but not released until 2006. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on your island connection, the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. Smokin' Joe Kubek was an American Texas guitarist, songwriter, and performer for about 30 years, putting out 18 full-length albums. This next song is Armadillo Blues with Smokin' Joe and Benoist King, who wrote many songs for Joe and also was often his lead vocalist. This song is from the Show Me the Money album, which they released in 2004.
Thank you.
That was Smokin' Joe Kubek with Benoist King and their song Armadillo Blues. Some nice music there. Johnny Johnson up next. Johnny was a jazz, blues, and rock and roll piano player, with his first blues record of his own coming out in 1987. Prior to that, he played with Chuck Berry. 1952, Johnson had a jazz blues trio that had a standing gig in East St. Louis. Come New Year's Eve, his sax player had a stroke and he needed to fill the spot on short notice. So he hired this young, inexperienced guy who didn't have a gig that night named Chuck Berry. At the time, Berry barely played guitar, but added vocals and, as you can imagine, showmanship. Over the next 20 years, Berry and Johnson collaborated on many of Berry's songs. And the rest is history, as they say. So up next is Johnny Johnson and his Creek Mud song off of his Johnny B. Bad album, which he released in 1991. And that was Johnny Johnson performing Creek Mud. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show and your host, Java, on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day. Luther Allison got his first big break when Howlin' Wolf invited him up on stage, and later when Freddie King mentored him. This is Cherry Red Wine off of his 2009 Blue Streak album.
feel good, but don't think I come here to chop some wood. The blues I got don't need no more fuel. They glow in the dark from hot to cool. Small explosion of heat and light when the house gets to rocking. Let my guitar do the talking. Let my fingers do the walking. When my love come a-knocking, let my guitar do the talking. 'Cause I say what I mean, and I mean what I play. Let my
Luther Allison and Cherry Red Wine started off. Guitar Shorty and Let My Guitar Do the Talking followed. Guitar Shorty has put out over a dozen albums since he started in the 1950s, and at 86 years old, he's still performing. Thanks for joining me on my latest episode of the Blues Adventure with Java show on KVSH 101.9 FM. You can also listen to archive shows anytime by going to the Voice of Vashon website or app, Just look for the Shows tab, and there they will be. I can't go too long without playing a couple of my favorite blues performers. John Mayall, who introduced me to the blues with his song Room to Move, and then somehow led me to Johnny Winter. So I'm not going to play Room to Move, but we'll play Mayall performing a Little Walter song, It Ain't Right, which was followed with Johnny Winter and his song, Tribute to Muddy. If you know Muddy Waters songs, you may hear a handful of titles to them within this song. Thank you.
somewhere. Sure enough, they didn't have to be. No, they didn't have to be. I got a bar child coming.
John Mayall started off that couple of songs with It Ain't Right. That was followed with Johnny Winter and his tribute to Muddy. Johnny and Muddy played together a number of times, and Johnny produced three of his albums. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on Your Island Connection, KVSH 101.9 FM. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Some blues voices rarely need an introduction. For me, one of those voices is Lightnin' Hopkins, who I've been listening to since I was a teenager. Next up is his You Never Miss Your Water, which he first released in 1962.
Never miss your water, water, till it will go dry. Never miss your water, water, till you will go dry. You know you never miss your little woman until she say goodbye. Baby, my mama's baby child. You know my papa's baby. Oh, mama's baby child. Whoa, you know you never miss your wife. Lord, until your well go dry. Passing by.
The song You Never Miss Your Water, of which there are a number of songs by the same name, but none that will be confused with Lightnin' Hopkins. I like that so much, I'm going to play another song with Lightnin', but also this time with Sonny Terry. This is Conversation Blues, which came out on an album by the two of them called Last Night Blues, which they released in 1960.
Tell you something, Junior. Well, I want you to tell me something to make me see. Junior, I want you to tell me something. Lord, tell old poor Sonny something to make him see. If I ever come to your home, Junior, I'm gonna bring all you women red back here with me.
Well, that's the thing to do, Sonny. I got it. You ask Poe Junior to give you something. some kind of rain meant to make you see. Well, you had Paul Jr. to give you something.
Yes, I did.
Oh, Lord, to make poor Sonny Terry see. You know I only got two eyes and I offer you one. Oh, yeah, now don't you think well of me.
Thank you, Junior. Yes, what you said, so kind to me. Well, what you said, Junior. Lord, you know you make that feel so good to me. Well, if I could walk around and see like you, Junior, Lord, you know I'd be happy any man can be.
You know I feel your sympathy.
Yes, you do, boy.
And I know just what you mean. Sympathy.
Lord, have mercy.
Sonny Terry, I know just what you mean. Oh, if you take my left eye, it don't make it no better. Take my right and we a bow will be.
Sonny Terry and Lightnin' Hopkins and Conversation Blues, which is off of their 1960 release, Last Night Blues. How very, very nice. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on your community radio station, KVSH 101.9 FM. We are your island connection, and thank you for making us and my show a part of your day. Lost and Found Blues to finish up today's show. That's not the name of the song, it's just the subject. Paul DeLay and band played at the Notodden Blues Festival in 1997. 10 years later, one of Paul's band members wondered if the whole set had been recorded. He found it had and recovered it, but it would be another 10 years before it would be released. Of note, it was released by the Little Village Foundation, the love child of Robert Cray organist Jim Pugh, who is still executive director of the organization that seeks to bring little-known music to the masses. Thank you very much for taking a listen to my own musical love child, The Blues Adventure with Java Show on KVSH 101.9. Here is Paul DeLay Band and Love on a Roll, live recorded from the Notodden Blues Festival in 97.
Appreciate it so much. On behalf of Dan Fincher on the tenor sax, Peter Dammon on the guitar, Mike Clovis on the drums, John Mazzocco on the bass, and Louis Payne, the genuine Hammond organ. We thank you, baby. Here's a love song for the road. Me and my baby don't holler when we fight. If we disagree, compromise. There's too much to lose for either one to lose control. We got a love on a roll. Love on a roll. And every day my life is better than the one before. I just paid the bills and all I got is the dime.